130,000 people are expected to visit one of the country's biggest agricultural shows over the next 3 days.
Welcome to the 161st Great Yorkshire Show.
I love the Great Yorkshire Show. I go most years.
This is your equivalent to 2 weeks in a bee for this,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It gets that way anyway.
I love it. I mean, this is my natural environment. Since I was a wee nipper, I've been hanging around country shows. We've all begun to think about where our food comes from, how we produce it, how we look after our landscape as a whole. So there's a lovely mixture of forward-looking, conservation as well, but also reflecting on some of those great traditional crafts and pursuits. And that's where you can come and see them at shows like this. They're a celebration of country life.
Meeting a lot of like the younger generation, inspiring them into farming. So yeah, it should be a brilliant few days, and hopefully it'll inspire people to kind of take a bit of a footstep into farming.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
It's not very comfortable. It might look comfortable, but it's actually not, is it?
It's the dingle sofa.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. For everybody back home in that little place, we're just a solid team, and it's just absolutely fantastic. For Thwaites, we're a family company, so it's amazing.
This is the first time ever, so we thought we'd just come and try it, and absolutely fantastic. You know, it's unbelievable. There's so much to do. We've only come for a day, but I don't think it's long enough. I think really you need 2 days, if not three.
Well, you have to put makeup on your pony and stuff, and then you have to go in the ring, and you have to make your pony's head go in a lot.
And what's your pony's name?
Fairy.
Oh, brilliant. She sounds like a winner to me.
Tell me, do you want?
This is the greatest show!
And we are very honoured again to have a royal visit this year with the Duke of York.
Stephanie, would you like to tell everyone listening to Stray FM who won the cook-off?
Well, I think it was a fluke. I think Mehdi and yourself were robbed.
Stop doing us down! Can we have a big round of applause for Will Smith? See, even the audience know.
Well, as P.T. Barnum said, this is the greatest show.
So tame. I've seen one of your staff holding them before.
Yeah, well, I've just had one sitting on my head, actually. So she will happily sit on my head all day, to be honest. But obviously there are downsides having a chicken sat on your head all day. So occasionally, occasionally she has to come off and go back in the cage for a little while.
It's a very special year for Betty's. We're celebrating 100 years, and it was a great honour to come and share some of the story of Betty's and how we've moved forward as a business over the last 100 years.
Well, as P.T. Barnum said...
It's a great showcase for everything Yorkshire. So for me this morning, I started off with a couple of hours sitting on the ducking stool, so I got very drenched.
Finally got a bath.
Yeah, finally got a bath.
First time at the Great Yorkshire Show, the final day, tired eyes. I'm ready for home.
Well, you know, as P.T. Barnum says, this is the greatest show!
I raced from the studio to catch a friend of mine's daughter who was show jumping.
Oh, lovely.
And I missed her by about 2 hours, which was such a shame. And I had a
By 2 hours? I thought you were going to say 2 minutes.
You know, Rosemary Schrager rolls around at the Great Yorkshire Show.
Yes.
In a
rolls around.
Golf bucket.
Well, yes, she does actually, yes.
In a golf bucket.
After a few pims.
After a few pims, yeah.
I'm just going to be demonstrating with the Yorkshire Chef.
Bet.
With the Yorkshire Chef.
Toby, you can take her away.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure he wants to.